All right, so here it is. Gordon G. Chang with me. Gordon Chang, foremost expert on China. And Gordon, you started talking about the COVID deaths, 1,076,000, something of that nature. But what I consider more disturbing is the fact that the components for fentanyl are manufactured in China. They go to Mexico where they're combined into fentanyl, and then it's distributed all through our country. Last year, just about 78,000 people died of fentanyl specifically in 2021. To me, that is an act of war. They know what they're doing. They know that these drugs are coming here, and we do nothing about it. We know where they originate. We do nothing about it. How do we sit here flat-footed and allow these people to kill us? Meanwhile, our border is open, and God only knows what kind of elements are coming there. I mean, at 5.5 million and growing daily in 21 months of Joe Biden, it's, I don't know. You tell, is it an act of war, the fentanyl? That's my question, Gordon. Oh, he's not there for a moment. We'll get him right back. Because to me, it's not just COVID. It's fentanyl as well. And you look at the influence of China. They could stop the fentanyl. They can stop anything. They lock their own people up for COVID, right? They round them up, lock them in their homes. If they think you might be ill, they take you to a camp. They take you right to a camp, and boom, there you go. And they'll throw you right in the camp, and that's where you stay. All right? And I don't know. Any luck on getting him back there, Chuckles? Okay, he's working on it. I'm not sure what happened there. A little phone issue with Gordon Chang, which is disappointing because I really wanted to continue that conversation. But, you know, okay, so there you are. He's back. So the question becomes that I was asking you, Gordon, is sending all that fentanyl, and they know they're doing it. The Chinese can stop anything. They can lock people up in cities with 20 million people and lock them right down. They could stop fentanyl from being delivered. They don't. Isn't an act of war?
It certainly is, Steve. And that was the thought that I was going to say at the end of the first segment. Communist Party runs a total surveillance state. They know exactly what the fentanyl gangs are doing. They are large. They're well-organized. They are international in scope. They also launder their proceeds through the Chinese state banking system. And we know that Communist Party diplomats support the fentanyl gangs. So the only conclusion is that the Communist Party is behind fentanyl. And the answer to your question is, how do we let this go on? Is we've had a series of presidents whose last names are Obama, Trump, and Biden, who know all this and who can stop it, but who don't. And so the American people ought to be outraged at the Chinese, of course, but they should also be outraged at their political system that has not protected them. It has absolutely decided not to protect the American people. Sorry, I don't know.
A little more trouble with Gordon. I don't know where he is today. But a couple of technical difficulties that happens. Important stuff. You know, she has ordered the military to prepare for war and has unveiled brand new hypersonic missiles, if you didn't know that. She said the party's military branch must train for any war and be prepared for unforeseen conflict. Or maybe for anticipated conflict. But do you think that the United States would step up and do anything? Do you think the United States would step up and do anything? Because I'm not sure we would. I'm not sure we would do anything. Yeah. Because of our ties to China financially. And right now, China's also undermining us. Undermining us by creating a world reserve currency that's not the U.S. dollar. And we've got about 2 minutes left here, Gordon. Sorry about that technical issue there. But let me just ask you about China working with Saudi Arabia and Iran and Russia, working on a new reserve currency, that being their own currency potentially or something new. What would that do to the United States?
Well, the United States derives a lot of its power because of the dollar being the world's reserve currency. And China has been trying to dethrone the dollar. Now, I think, Steve, that the only country that can dethrone the dollar is the United States. And sometimes I think the Biden administration is doing a good job of that. But the point here is that the malicious intent upon by the Russians and the Chinese with regard to the dollar.
Yeah. So it would it could potentially destroy us financially. But if China does that, isn't it financial suicide for them as well? Or do they not care? I mean, at some point, they have to care, don't they?
Well, they should care. But we, you know, when we think about the Chinese, we think they think like us, and we would care about that. But they don't, because they believe that they should rule the world, and they are willing to take hits in order to do that. One of those hits would be, yes, they would lose a lot of value. They hold dollars in their foreign exchange reserves. But the point is, they ultimately don't care.
Yeah. Ultimately don't care. All right, Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter, foremost expert on China. Gordon, we should do this for 2 hours and dig deep, but unfortunately I have time constraints. But thank you for being here as always. Your voice is incredibly important. I don't know how many people we wake up because I walk among sheep, it seems, on a daily basis. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, right now, we Americans don't perceive the danger from China. China is malicious, and the threat is urgent. And it's the American people who are going to have to force their political leadership and their military leadership to start viewing this as an urgent threat, because we can lose our republic, Steve.
Yeah. We're not that far away. You got that right. Gordon, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Steve. I really, really appreciate it.
As always, Gordon G. Chang, everybody. Again, at Gordon G. Chang on Twitter. And if you ever miss a conversation or want to share one like this with people you know, go to SteveGurr.com. 2 million downloads later, we can't be wrong about that. Plus, a YouTube channel, a Rumble channel. Get on it. It's Friday. What else are you going to do? More Gruber. That's what I would say. I'll be right back. I put off making the call for years. I knew it had to be done, but I thought, it'll go away with time, but every time it rained, it came back to visit me. Take my advice. Call Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing. The good people at Bluebird have been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are crawl space and waterproofing experts. Take it from me. Waterproofing my basement changed the feel and livability of my house. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
I'm Brad Hoos, founder of the brand that makes the best flannel on the market, Muskox. We make 100% double brush cotton flannels that provide durability, comfort, and warmth using ethically sourced cotton and manufactured in conditions that we can all be proud of. We're passionate about providing the highest quality flannels around. To get your hand on the softest and toughest flannels in the market, go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com for the best flannel you've ever seen.